time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 27th, the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The cycle of gospel stories continued to report signs and wonders that Jesus worked on either side of the Sea of Galilee. Today, the stunning miracle of loaves and fishes, which is in St. Gospel towards the end of the first century, has strong Eucharistic overtones. Somehow, Jesus managed to feed thousands with five loaves and two fishes, a phenomenon which many in the crowd misunderstood so completely that they wanted to mobilize an army and march on Jerusalem. The point of today's gospel is less that Jesus fed 5,000, but the notion of a political Messiah was so wrong, but so strong in Jewish culture, that it blinded people to what he had accomplished. The error continues in our own time among those people who want to use religion to advance a political agenda. Once upon a time, there was a good Catholic layman who wanted to run for political office so he could clean up politics and eliminate political corruption. He had made some money of his own, and some affluent friends gave him some money, and he was able to organize a campaign. He refused the help of all the politicians. He denounced waste and graft. He promised to cut budgets in all his departments and get rid of the loafers and the time servers. He denounced special interest groups and rejected all endorsements from activists. He was, he argued, an honest and upright man. He deserved to hold public office. And once he was elected, no politically ambitious man and woman would serve in his administration. "I don't want any lobbyists," he said. As a good Catholic, he would clean up all the messes. He did not pretend to understand such matters as budget and taxes. A man with integrity and virtue would solve these problems by cutting both across the board. He came bitterly angry at the media folk when they asked him whether he was not exploiting religion because he had no political skills. "A religious man," he snapped, "doesn't need political skills." You know what happened? Yeah, you know what happened. He was buried in the primary. "The public does not want virtuous politicians," he protested in his public statement. "All they want is weak-kneed compromisers. Politics should not be about virtue, but about compromise." That's it for the moment.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.